W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The FBI now searching another of President Biden's home in Delaware, this one in Rehoboth Beach, as part of the investigation into handling of classified material. The president's personal lawyer calls it a planned search. The Fed is set to raise interest rates again today. A quarter of a percent hike is expected. The funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis is today, pushed to this afternoon due to bad weather and travel delays. Still, the investigation into his police beating death is ongoing.
Many activists, including Reverend Al Sharpton, other activists as well, and Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to attend, as well as the families of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who were killed by police. Their families are expected to attend the funeral, which has just been pushed back to 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock local, because of the weather here in Memphis.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News. At the White House today, President Biden meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on raising the debt limit.
The two sides are already trading barbs, but the president says that McCarthy is beholden to off-the-wall commitments he made to the far right. McCarthy says the president is playing politics, so this is going to be quite a meeting, but I would not expect much progress here today.
ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington. The former head of bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX is now barred from getting in contact with any of his former workers.
The judge modified the terms of Sam Bankman-Fried's release on bond to prohibit him from contacting former employees of the crypto exchange he founded, FTX, unless he's in the presence of his attorneys. The judge also blocked him from using Signal and other encrypted messaging apps. Federal prosecutors had said these limitations were necessary because Bankman-Fried had reached out to, among others, the general counsel of FTX. The defense characterized the outreach as innocuous, but to prosecutors it seemed designed to influence potential witness testimony in his criminal case. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
So welcome aboard.
And it is worth the trouble. It really, you know, worth the effort to go find it and track it down. So there's two stories that you have written this week, one over at MSNBC and the other on your Substack newsletter. Let's start with your Substack newsletter. Kevin McCarthy going after Representative Ilhan Omar. This is, you know, cuts right to the bone for you as a Muslim American. Tell us about Kevin McCarthy's attacks on Omar, where they originated, and why he's doing this, in your opinion.
Right, absolutely. Because Congresswoman Omar she's black, she's Muslim, she's an immigrant, and she's a strong woman. And all of that rolled into one is what the MAGA base hates. And Congresswoman Omar, to remind people, was one of Donald Trump's favorite punching bags. In fact, at a rally despicably in 2019, his supporters chanted, send her back, as in send a black woman back to Africa because they don't like her because she dared to speak out against Donald Trump. So you've got that. Plus, before that, you had a history for the years after 9/11, but especially from 2012 on, of anti-Muslim bigotry being weaponized in the GOP base, really bringing people out on the right to come out and say, yeah, we hate Muslims. To the point where Donald Trump took it to new lows when he called for a complete and total ban on Muslims coming to this country during the 2016 campaign. So what McCarthy, he's lived through that. He sees that. He understands a man who's really not liked by anyone. I have to be honest, not even the GOP likes him. He's a transactional. He's a lobbyist dressed up as a congressman. That's
McCarthy,
all he is.
Yeah,
and they know that. But Kevin McCarthy's desperate to get the MAGA people to like him. So what's he going to do? Serve up some bigotry, some white nationalism, anti-Muslim bigotry rolled into one with Congresswoman Omar and get her off her committee. But the struggle for him is that it takes a full vote of the House. And I had our mutual friend Congressman Pocan on last night who said that he doesn't have the vote. So that's why it's kind of quiet right now, because he's learned from his own GOP caucus. There are members who are like, no, we're not going to vote to remove her from her committee. So he's struggling with trying to get the base on board with removing her to make him more popular with the broader Republican base.
Which I think speaks to a larger issue here, which is that, you know, when Democrats are reaching out to their voters, they tell people what they're going to do for them, which is, you know, how government is typically envisioned by people all around the world. we're going to provide you with good schools. We're going to help you get to college. We're going to provide you with health care. We're going to make sure that, you know, your home isn't taken away by scam artists. We're going to control the banksters. We're going to, you know, regulate industry in America. We're going to make sure that the minimum wage gets raised. We're going to help you have the right to unionize. When Republicans reach out to their voters, they don't tell them what they're going to do for them. I mean, the Republican voters in the United States are the most crapped upon people in the country. That you've got massive poverty across the red states. You've got the highest gun death rates in the red states. You've got, the worst, the highest levels of illiteracy in the red states. What the Republicans do is they go off on we're going, you know, here's who you have to hate, right?
Right. That's it.
And all they have to sell is hate, because really all they want to do is give tax breaks to billionaires and help their corporate friends. How do we message that? That's clearly the reason why McCarthy, or part of the reason why McCarthy's going after Omar.
Here's the problem, Tom. As Democrats, we're not just fighting Republicans. We're fighting against the corporate media's dishonest narratives. How many times have you seen stories about GOP extremism when they both sides it?
Yeah.
Look, the Democrats are extremists. We want Medicare for all. We want federally funded pre-K. That's our idea of extremism. On the right, their extremism is white nationalism. It's election denialism, and it's supporting the January 6th terrorist attack, which now nearly 60% of Republicans per a CBS poll view not as terrorism, but as an act defending freedom. Again, we have a fascist movement against this where, Tom, the Democratic president did what Trump did, and 60% of Democrats said that attack was defending freedom. The GOP would be calling this every name in the book, and fascism would be the right name. But when the reverse happens, you don't see anyone, very few in the media, besides us perhaps, Joy Reid, my buddy, and a few others, call the GOP what they are, and it's not hyperbolic. It is a white nationalist fascist movement. They've embraced violence, and it is growing. And as we get into 2024, this presidential cycle, because it's going to be a competitive primary, expect Trump and DeSantis and others to spew bigotry and hate again and rile up violence to get the base animated, and violence against us Democrats. That's what they're going to be doing. So hang on. It's going to be scary because Trump's back involved and it's a competitive primary.
Yeah, which brings us to the second article of yours that I read this week that I thought, whoa, I got to talk to Dean about this. This you published over at MSNBC.com. It's titled Opinion Polls Reveal the Real Reason Ron DeSantis is Fighting the Teaching of Black History. What is that real reason?
It's absolutely, if you track it, and DeSantis knows the base, like Trump. In the last 20 years, you've seen an increasing hostility among the GOP base to teaching any black history, not advanced placement black history, any black history, folks. That's what's going on in the GOP. And I cite, there was a poll from 2000. They asked Democrats and Republicans, is too much black history being taught in school? The answer was almost the same. Almost no one said there was too much. Flash forward 2018, you're at 40% of Republicans saying too much black history is being taught. That's 5 years ago. You go for, I think now easily you get to a majority of Republicans saying, I don't want any black history. So that's critical race theory. Banning that is an 80% support among the GOP, because to them, critical race theory is teaching about not just history of racism, but how it plays today's world. And they feel uncomfortable about it. And there's a flip side, Tom, that I talk about digging even deeper. If you look at the GOP base in the last 20 years, they've went from saying racism against black people is the worst racism in America, to a poll last year of Trump supporters, 75% of Trump supporters. Are you ready for this, folks? 75% of Trump supporters think white people are just as big of a victim of racism as people of color. So now it is white victimhood, to the point of they are the real victims when it comes to racism. So why are you teaching about black history and black suffering when we should be teaching about white suffering? And that's where we're heading. And just yesterday, Ron DeSantis in Florida talked about mandatory teaching of Western civilization. We know that's code for white nationalism, folks. We know that's code for white culture. Steve King, the Republican congressman, the former one, who was banned from his committees and he's out now, talked about what's wrong with saying white supremacy or Western civilization. We all get it. We know what Ron DeSantis is doing. He's playing to the white nationalist core of the MAGA base, which, again, it looks about 60% of the GOP seems to be true white nationalists, and the rest white nationalists friendly or okay with it, or they would leave the party if they weren't.
You know, the Republican Party and, you know, America in general kind of danced with this danger for years and years, but kind of off to the side, Nixon's Southern strategy, Reagan's Southern strategy, George W. Bush's anti-Muslim rhetoric. Now it has gone from being peripheral to the GOP. The Democrats have largely completely rejected it, but it's become peripheral to the GOP. It's gone from being peripheral to being essentially at the core. I don't know of any issue that Republican politicians across the nation are more upset about right now. Well, maybe anti-gay hate as well, you know, and Michelangelo's, you know, Signor Ali does such a good job of talking about this on the program that follows this one on SiriusXM. This seems like it is now full-blown in our face in America. Countries that have dealt with this in the past, I mean, Germany went through a horrible experience with this. They had to learn their lesson the hard way. How do we pull back from this? Are there any lessons of history or lessons of other countries that we can learn from?
I think abject victory, to put it in a nice way, we have to defeat them. We have to defeat the GOP fascist forces. History tells you with fascists, you're really confronted with a couple of options. One is surrender, or two, fight back. I guess the third is flee the country.
Right.
But the two really, that if you're going to stay here, and I hope we are, it's either surrender or fight. And I choose that we fight, that we stand up together, we fight back against their bigotry. And the first thing is raising awareness about how dangerous it is to ban books. And you mentioned the Nazis. I went through it on my show various times. The history of book banning in Germany, Nazi Germany, that turned into book burning, which then turned into Nazis going to people's homes and taking books out of them and like destroying their homes and physically assaulting them while taking their books. We are not far from that. Florida has banned the second most books in the country, and Ron DeSantis is gleeful. He was down in Manatee County yesterday, and that's the county where teachers are hiding their books because they're feared being charged with a felony. This is America 2023. You could be charged with a third degree felony in Florida if you bring a book to school that deals with race or the LGBTQ world, and it's not approved by Ron DeSantis's censors. How could this be happening? And if you wonder, if you ever wonder how in a democracy you can lose your freedom without a shot being fired, you're seeing it with Ron DeSantis. And I call Florida DeSantis-stan. He's turned this into a world where he says freedom when it's like dystopian, like 1984 George Orwell. It's the opposite of freedom.
Yeah.
And that's what he's about. So we have to be very weary of him. He's
Amen.
Very dangerous.
Amen. The Dean of Radio, Dean Obadala, his Substack is The Dean's Report at Substack.com. And, of course, deanofradio.com as well. Dean, thanks for dropping by. It's always great
thanks
talking to you.
Nice job.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Geeky Science, what you don't know about the coffee buzz, and a crazy alert, Tucker Carlson. Weird stuff going on. Also, what if Trump runs as a third-party candidate? Stick around.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a...
goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You probably already know that there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security, the IRS. I was shocked when I found this when I was researching my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN and have for almost a decade now. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have ExpressVPN downloaded on all my devices, phones, computers, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and you can get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Nick in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Dean Abadala, really good guest. Listening to you and Dean, two thoughtful people. And him talking about the state of Florida just made me think about a couple of things. Do you think that you want to, you know, DeSantis, and now you're hearing, I think you reported, that other governors, other states are starting to pick up this thing where they're canceling the teaching of black history or yeah. all history or whatever they want to do. Do you think, one, that it's time for people, we still live in, it is sort of a pseudo-democracy, but it's more of a capitalist society than it is a democracy. Do you think it's time for all like-minded people, like the kind of people like us listening to your show, to say, you know what, fine, do that. Well, actually, it's not fine, but I'm not going on vacation there. if I had a chance to move my family and live in a certain state, these states that are doing these kind of actions, I'm not doing that, because what else will they do? I mean, it just doesn't impact African Americans. It impacts all of us, because your previous caller and Dean had the same theme. When you do this, you go down the road of fascism and the loss of your democracy. So, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to say is, you know, maybe it's time for some sort of galvanizing movement to say, you do that, we're not going to go to Disneyland. We're not going to, or Disney World, or whatever it's called in Florida.
Yeah.
We're not going to spend our vacation dollars down there.
Yeah, it's Disney World in Florida. It's Disneyland in Los Angeles, or in Southern California. I agree with you, Nick, and I would be very reluctant to go to Florida for any reason right now to give them any of my money. I reported yesterday on this program that there was a survey that was just done in Florida. I'm sorry, I don't have the paper any longer to tell you who did the survey, but it was a fairly reputable group. And they found that they were surveying families in Florida who have a gay member of the family, and an openly gay member of the family. And what they found was that 60% of them are thinking of moving out of the state, and 22% of them are actively making plans to leave the state. Most of those being families with a gay member where they have children in the public schools. This is actually hurting real people. It's right across the board. This fascist embrace of hatred. Violence is one of the things that is absolutely intrinsic to fascism. Fascism always rests on a foundation of fascism. The first thing that Hitler did was he put together his own Proud Boys. He put together basically a street gang. They were all volunteers. They all dressed alike. They were called the Brown Shirts. Mussolini did the same thing in Italy. He ended up with 20,000 of them when he marched on Rome and seized the government. And he called them the Black Shirts. But it was the same thing. These were street gangs. These were brawlers. These were people who liked to engage in fights and things. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's I was just going to say, do you watch any of these YouTube videos where these, they call themselves auditors, and they go in public buildings, and the Supreme Court has already ruled that you can take pictures in public besides the places that are prohibited, that are, you know, are restricted from public use. Time after time, I want to say, only one out of every 10 on the average that I watch are people that say, oh, yeah, you have the right to do that. Huh. Video after video, a person comes out and says, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Then they call the police. This is, you have to go, but it's ridiculous how people don't know their own.
Yeah, well, it's really sad. We don't teach civics anymore. Nick, I get it. Thank you for the call. I'm not familiar with those YouTubes, by the way.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Tyree Nichols' funeral is going on right now, and they found no classified documents at Joe Biden's beach house, much to the disappointment of my right-wing colleagues. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The FBI now searching another of President Biden's home in Delaware, this one in Rehoboth Beach, as part of the investigation into handling of classified material. The president's personal lawyer calls it a planned search. The Fed is set to raise interest rates again today. A 0.25% hike is expected. The funeral for Tyre Nichols in Memphis is today, pushed to this afternoon due to bad weather and travel delays. Still, the investigation into his police beating death is ongoing.
Many activists, including Reverend Al Sharpton, other activists as well, and Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to attend, as well as the families of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who were killed by police. Their families are expected to attend the funeral, which has just been pushed back to 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock local, because of the weather here in Memphis.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Absolutely love this stuff. They go nuts when Louise pulls it out. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and love them just as much as ours that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite today, Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com, Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. A couple of quick stories here, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. Coffee, this is our geeky science for the day. People think that coffee gives you energy, right? Well, not quite. This is Emma Becker writing at theconversation.com. Nope, coffee won't give you extra energy. It just borrows a little bit that you'll pay for later. Turns out the main stimulant in coffee, of course, is caffeine. And caffeine works by changing the way that cells in our brains interact with a chemical called adenosine. If you've heard of ATP or the ATP cycle, adenosine triphosphate, ADP, AMP, adenosine diphosphate, monophosphate, this is how the body cycles energy, right? This is the body's energy transport system. And levels of adenosine rise as the byproduct of energies being used in our cells. So what caffeine does is it binds to the adenosine receptors so that when, as adenosine accumulates, it makes us more tired, right? Because we're burning, basically we're burning adenosine triphosphate and it's breaking down to diphosphate and monophosphate, and that makes us feel tired. But caffeine prevents our cells from knowing that adenosine is floating around because it binds to those receptors. And so we feel energy, but we still have all that adenosine floating around our bloodstream, and when the caffeine wears off, its half-life is 5 hours, when the caffeine wears off, boom. So that's how it works. You're not actually getting energy from caffeine. You're merely borrowing it from 6 hours down the road. Also, our crazy alert for the day, Tucker Carlson saying that Kamala Harris is taking hallucinogens. Really? She can't replace Biden, he said, but she can still hang around and amuse the hell out of the rest of us. Imagine your dumbest, most officious kindergarten teacher takes a ton of acid and then becomes vice president. She's not sober. That's like mescaline or something. And then he calls her a low IQ, terrible personality. Let me tell you, I think Kamala Harris is doing a fantastic job as vice president. You know, the main job of vice president is to stay out of the president's way. But she's just as far as I can tell, she has done an extraordinary job. I think that there's a very good chance that she's going to be our party's nominee for president in the next cycle. And I would support her. She's smart. She's tough. She's personable. I think she, you know, and she has, generally speaking, very progressive policies, you know, a progressive worldview. So that's, I think, why Tucker Carlson is going after her. Because she's becoming more and more popular every day. So, of course, the right wants to go after her. Plus, you know, she's the trifecta, right? She's a woman, she's a woman with power, and she's a woman of color. She has both African-American and Indian-American ancestors. Of course, you know, Doughboy is going to hate her or hate on her. So, picking up your phone calls here, Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. Good morning, Tom. I'd like to say real quick for the record that I cleaned out my garage last weekend and I found zero classified documents in there for the record.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
However, I did find a 1979 Braille Playboy magazine, and that's the truth.
Seriously? Oh, I know they did publish in Braille. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, they were. They came out quarterly, and they were free. If you could just for the asking.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom, thanks for your show. I want to ask you about this: the U.S. dollar being used as the international monetary unit of choice. This is kind of mysterious to me. I mean, obviously, people aren't trading briefcases full of $100 bills. But what's the mechanics of that? How did that get started? Who chooses to do that? And what does that mean to our country? And what does that mean to, you know, just guys like me and you?
Yeah. The dollar being the reserve currency of the world means that we are not subject to, generally speaking, to wild fluctuations in price of imported goods or the value of exported goods. It stabilizes our economy, and it stabilizes the world economy because the U.S. dollar is a very stable currency. The danger of Republican default, and the reason why it became the world's default currency is twofold. One, starting in the late 1800s, early 20th century, everybody started denominating oil, the price of oil, in dollars. And once oil, you know, and oil is kind of the reserve energy of the world, dollars are the reserve currency of the world, you tie those two things together and it's pretty hard to separate them. China and a few other countries tried to put together a kind of a currency basket to denominate oil. It didn't work that well. The ruble was part of it. It was a mess. So that's the bottom line. If we blow up the dollar, which is what the Republicans are talking about doing, then it's entirely possible that the euro would be the thing that replaces the dollar. It's the second largest currency in the world. China wants the yuan to be the currency, you know, the international reserve currency. But, you know, the more they threaten Taiwan and that sort of thing, the more, I think, wary people are of all that. So anyhow, that's the story, Maverick. Did I answer your question?
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay,
yeah,
good talking
thanks.
To you.
That helps out a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot. Mark in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi. All right. So apparently there's a woman 2 days ago. I heard of a press conference and her name is Dana Galen. She's a Republican recently named committee member or the chair or something. And she's black and she was just spewing nothing, no truths. And she was saying the Republican Party is the party of black people. And it's something you might want to play. It's a 7-minute thing. It's on WUSF Public Radio, Steve Newborn, and it was played on January 30th, and it's crazy. She says crazy stuff, but I believe that she's winning black votes by trying to convince them that Republican Party's for the party.
Yeah, the GOP
people.
Has got a major outreach effort right now. They've got a minor outreach effort to black people. Tim Scott is in Iowa this week pitching himself for president. He's African-American, you know, senator from South Carolina. But they have a large outreach going on to Hispanics, to particularly Mexican immigrants. And, you know, the Democratic Party needs to take this very, very seriously. So, yeah, I get it, Mark. I get it. Thank you. Ann in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Tom, according to the United States Constitution, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, anyone guilty of sedition is prohibited from running for or holding public office.
Correct.
If Attorney General Merrick Garland was doing his job, the insurrectionists who are running the House of Representatives at this moment would not and could not hold any elected office.
I agree with you.
How do we get the Attorney General to do his job? And finally, I just want to add, New Mexico is the only state that has enforced this constitutional law so far. Thanks, Tom.
You're right. That was a fellow who actually showed up on January 6th, didn't he? Wasn't that the basis for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia was the other. There were two cases that were brought based on Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. I don't know how to get Merrick Garland to do his job.
But General...
Yeah,
if he had been enforcing this law, they should all have been prohibited from holding office and serving in the House.
At least those who were clearly involved, and there should have been a more aggressive prosecution of them. I agree with you. I don't have any defense for Merrick Garland in this regard. I'm very disappointed. It's 2 years now since this crime was committed. I can tell you if you or I were to to try to break into any other building. You know, if your local Wells Fargo, we'd be in prison in a New York minute, but here we go. Ann, thank you for the call. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
So I'm wondering what power does the teachers union in Florida and other red states have in terms of saying, look, you know, we're all going to go on strike if you don't adhere to a rational policy regarding, you know, accurate historical context of the African-American experience.
My guess is they're reluctant to do that because DeSantis will simply then use that to demonize them further. You know, see, these are the people who don't want to teach your children. These are the people, you know, who are, you know, forcing you to be stuck with your kids and that kind of thing. So strikes can backfire.
Well, I mean, I think it's a conversation probably that needs to be had anyway, because what other power do we have to go against the fascists like DeSantis or Abbott or any of these other guys that are willing to just completely, you know, dumb down, you know, our population and specifically make white people more ignorant when it comes to their real African-American history.
So, well, the power we have is at the ballot box. I mean, you know, and I'm assuming your question wasn't rhetorical, and that's where we need to exercise it. We had a very, very near miss, a very close brush with complete fascism here in the United States in the last months of the Trump administration. And if DeSantis rises to federal power, you know, if he were to succeed to become president, and he's clearly heading in that direction, then we will be in another situation where we are facing the very real probability of ending democracy in the United States, or at least a pluralistic democracy, and, well, ending democracy, period, and becoming a fascist state. It's a grim thought, Mark. It really is. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back on the other side of this with your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad. But what you might be surprised to learn is that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, though, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I have to do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Cruising is such a great way to vacation. You only unpack once and you get to go to all these cool places. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your own private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and extraordinary food. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Ray in Woodstock, New York. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Thank
Good.
You so much. I listen to you on 104.1 every day.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to bring to your attention that, well, I'm a transgender person. My name is Rachel, actually.
Okay.
And, Donald Trump, you're saying that he's not using Facebook and he's not using Twitter. Well, I wanted to bring to your attention that he is all over TikTok. And yesterday, it was frightening. He was saying that when I become president again, the only genders there's going to be is what you're born with. If you're male or female, and that's going to be it. And any of these doctors that provide hormone treatment blockers for entangling our society, I'm going to have them arrested. I'm going to prosecute the parents.
Holy
and
God.
I was like, oh, my God, I just couldn't believe what was coming out of this guy's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised, Ray. I'm horrified that Facebook and Twitter let him back on.
Well, he's not on there. He's not using them.
Not
he's
yet.
Using TikTok.
Yeah. But, yeah, and TikTok is huge with young people. That's really bad news. Ray, thanks.
Well, the other thing,
go ahead.
The other thing is, like, do you know how many of these kids get bullied already and how hard of a life they already have?
Yeah. Well, that's why he's picking on
them. This guy is, he is so misinformed. He is uneducated. He just doesn't, I don't think he... His ideology, when he banned transgender people in the military, his ideology and thinking is that they're all going to want hormone treatments and they're going to want paid sex changes. They don't care about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy just being them.
Yeah. There you go, Ray. There you go. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a you know, bullies always look for the most defenseless, the weakest that they can attack. And that's, you know, the trans people are a minority within a minority. And so that's the perfect target for these bullies. Ray, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And thank you for calling. Charles in Chicago. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today? Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine, Ray.
Or Charles, I wanted to reflect on the strategy of Governor DeSantis and the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to take about 30 seconds. The 13th Amendment and the Ku Klux Klan were both instituted within the same year. A lot of people don't realize that the Ku Klux Klan started off as an economic situation where there were so many black people down south that were working. But once they became voters, they would outnumber the actual white citizens.
Oh, they took over the South Carolina legislature.
Right. So what the Republican Party's doing right now is they're trying to make states unpalatable for people of diversity.
Yep.
So that's the reason why they come with the attacks on the LGBTQ and the attacks on pregnancy. You got to understand that some of these states are, in federal elections, they're only lost by 10, 20,000 votes. So if I could make you hate the state so much that you leave the state, then I'm still here.
Yeah.
And that's what DeSantis is doing down in Florida. So when you see people saying, well, I'm going to move, and I'm going to leave, and I'm not, don't do that, because you're giving them, you're giving the state to them.
Yeah, I agree.
There should be more of us moving into those states to regain the balance.
I agree, Charles.
But that's the strategy that they're using.
Yeah, yeah, it's divide and conquer. I mean, it's the oldest political and military strategy in the book. I mean, Lao Tzu, you know, Napoleon. I mean, divide and conquer. That's what they're doing, and they're doing it by trashing people who are not wealthy and powerful, which is just such a tragedy. Charles, thank you for that very well put point. Michelle in Chicago. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Hi, Tom, how are you?
I'm well.
Good. Two things. Marvin was trying to get you to talk about the reversing of the deficit by Democrats,
mm-hmm.
Democratic presidents compared to the Republicans. And then the other thing is, and it might be old news, but DeSantis has voted in, has not appointed, he's appointed conservative members of the Florida College, the new college.
Right. Yeah, they've taken it over. And this is a big progressive college in Florida. Absolutely. Michelle, I'm sorry, we're out of time. But thank you for making those points. They're very important points. Thank you very much. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport, as Bernie and President Obama used to regularly say, both of them. It ain't a spectator sport. You've got to participate. You must. My mother always used to say, "Never say God." You have to participate. So get out there, get active, tag. You're in. All right, there's a lot we can do. Have a great afternoon. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like Whiskey Maple or Root Beer Habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on order.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Hey!
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.